Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Monday episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Today is August 27th, 2018. We just had a powerful Pisces full moon at 3 degrees of Pisces, and we're going to talk about what we need to be aware of this week as we move through, yes, the last week of August, if you can believe it, because we're having some big energy changes now, and I'm going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about some of the themes to be aware of at this point in the year, because we are moving into the last 4 months of 2018, and a lot has come up so far in this calendar year, and we're really forming into new energetic understandings of ourselves. And as we do that, as we continue to move forward into the next phases of our energy fields and of ourselves, there's things that we just want to be aware of. We just want a heads up about to ensure you don't go backwards into unconscious choices, actions, or parts of yourself that are actually complete. And I'm going to touch on that in today's show. Now, I have a few housekeeping items to share with you first, and then we'll dive into the energies. I am currently booked with readings about 3 or 4 weeks out, and it excites me to be able to connect with so many of you. However, I want to have another offering that doesn't require people to wait a month. So I'm working on that. And I want to let you know that because I am working with my own schedule, my own availability. Sometimes I work 6 days a week, and that's a lot. So what I'm doing is looking at also ways to offer you more insights about yourself to help with understanding who you are through astrology and to do so in a way that's more timely. So I'm working on that, and I suspect that I'll have something to share with you during the new moon, which is on September 9th. The Virgo new moon. So I just wanted to give you that announcement that I am delighted and so grateful that I can connect with so many of you one-on-one. But due to so many hours in the day, I'm looking at how else I can do that in order to support even more people. Last week I had given you a free book that was my joy to give that to you. And I'm going to give you another free book starting on Wednesday, August 29th. This is going to be a short story that has spiritual teachings in it. And this book is going to be available starting on Amazon worldwide on August 29th. And it is a chapter from The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, but it's a short story. So it's a complete story with the spiritual teachings. So it's a complete package there. And it's going to help heal anywhere that you're holding on to anger and resentment. And this is a chapter that's all about forgiveness and peace. So that's going to be available starting August 29th, and I'll have more details for you in Wednesday's show. And the other thing to let you know about is that I do have an Astrology 101 course that's available, where you receive your natal astrology chart and a custom energy report of your key energies, the main energies in your chart, because you could have 3, 4, or 5 main energies, and then you can learn more about astrology. This is a deep dive into your natal astrology chart, and it's basically helping you interpret your energies more along the lines that a professional astrologer would. So again, another way to understand your energies. So you can find out more about that on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And you can also find out more offerings if you are looking to go deeper into yourself on that website too. So let's talk about what's coming up right now, because we just had a really powerful weekend. And this weekend had it's called a grand trine. in earth signs. And what that means is a grand trine is basically a fancy way to describe a triangle. It's a triangle. And in astrology, that means that there were three planets in the three earth signs that created this triangle where the energy flows. Okay, it just keeps moving. It's a continual flow of energies, and it's known to be quite fortunate. It's about having somewhere for the energy to keep moving. It can be self-sustaining, and it can be very beneficial energy in grounding you. So that was exact this past weekend. Then followed by this beautiful full moon in Pisces that was about what you needed to release from the summer. Because this full moon and this week ahead are a turning point for this summer. In fact, it's a wrapping up energy. It's completion. The next 2 weeks are completion of the summer eclipses. And they officially are complete in one of the cycles with the Virgo new moon at 17 degrees of Virgo on September 9th. So from now until September 9th, there are things that are coming to your awareness that you are meant to keep transforming and releasing and letting go of. And that is going to, it's like things are going to filter out, fall away, dissolve, new moon clarity is discernment, is what is essential right now. And we are meant to be understanding what is for our highest and best good and what is not. And that's where the turning points are happening. Two of my friends had a really hard time. It was a really emotional weekend, discouraging, defeating, the fears came up, big emotions, the tears, heartbreak, sorrow, letting go. That's all part of the Pisces energy of completion, because we can have that sense of something didn't play out how we wanted it to, or we can have that feeling that I should have done more, or why didn't this happen? It can be regret. It can feel that way. And this is about the feelings of it. But what we're meant to see is that after we have the emotional experience of something, Pisces then lifts you up. You're meant to go higher and to see it from the bigger spiritual perspective, which also reminds you to please keep trusting. Please keep trusting. We go through the emotional cycles. We go through the deeper processing of what transpired and what did not, what unfolded and what did not, and where we were holding expectations and where those were not met. And then we understand, okay, I guess there's some things that I'm still afraid about or I'm still holding on to it. And this is a time of letting that be released from you. There's this surrender energy. And here's how it showed up this morning for me as a visual, is that, you know, when you're making, let's say you're making cookies and you make the dough and you roll out the dough and then you get a cookie cutter and it's, and we'll say it's the shape of a star, and you put that cookie cutter into the dough and you press down hard and you create the shape of the star in the dough, you create the template. The grand trine in earth that I was just talking about, that grand triangle, is the template of you in human form right now, who you are, your life, your body, your responsibilities, your resources, your money, your job, your possessions, your family, all of this in your physical world. That is what this cookie cutter, the star cookie cutter, is asking you to get solid about. And you make that imprint, right? And then in order for that star shape to really take hold, you have to remove all the excess dough on the outside. right? You have to move, you have to clear it all away. That's what this Pisces energy of this full moon is doing. You're clearing away what is no longer inside your current template. You're clearing it away, and maybe a part of you has disappointment around that. That's okay. That's okay to feel a disappointment. That's okay to feel a sadness or a grief around what you have to peel away, the cookie dough that you have to get rid of. But that's what we're doing, is we're saying, okay, I cannot contain everything in my current template. And so there's this release. So we're releasing some things here. And we have to peel it away and peel it off in order to honor that shape, that star shape, and the fact that you can only do so much. You can only carry so much physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, even psychologically, right? We only have so much energy we can contain. And so this is meant to be a new sense of grounding, my friend, of like, okay, this is where I am powerful in my cookie star template. And everything else is the cookie dough that has to peel away and has to peel off, because otherwise you're not truly honoring your shape and your form. And so we can have the sense that there's things you know are complete, and you know they have to go, and you know that they're done. So if you can imagine it as a gentle peeling away of the cookie dough, a gentle release, just loving and kind, that's also very Pisces. And then it doesn't go into any of the self-pity or the blame or the victim energy or the separation energy, which are the lower ways that the Pisces energy can form, because the Pisces energy can feel disconnected. But you're meant to feel connected to what is, to your presence, to what you do have, and how you are in control of the physical reality of your life. That's what you have full domain over, even if at times you thought otherwise, or it felt like it was all the chaos all around you was too big. It's understanding that this comes back to, what do you claim for yourself with greater strength, with greater courage and knowingness. Now, this Pisces full moon was a big one, and it then had some support. So that full moon was at 3 degrees of Pisces, opposing the sun in Virgo at 3 degrees of Pisces. And then the moon moved forward, because the moon is the fastest moving energy, and it moved forward, and it then was conjunct Neptune at 15 degrees of Pisces, which gives it a burst. Pisces energy, especially in Neptune, it gives it that burst of spiritual knowingness, that sense of my higher self is going to carry this for me. It's a really bigger letting go. So it could have been layers of letting go even that you've been feeling. And it's like there's this rocket boost of, I'm good. Okay. Yes, I can let that go. I can just be okay with whatever that story was, however that played out, whatever unfolded, whatever that experience was. I can just let it be. And I always get the image that the Neptune in Pisces energy is literally your higher self just gently saying, please hand that over. Please let me take that from you. And that can be whatever feels right for you, be it God, the Creator, Source, Spirit, your angels. And just imagine that the cycles that you've been spinning in potentially are releasing. And then the moon trines Jupiter in Scorpio, which gives it a boost of optimism, which brings in some wisdom, which brings in a charge of power. That's what Jupiter in Scorpio is showing us. It's showing us, like, underneath all the crap is a new place to find a sense of power. And then the moon keeps going forward. And as I'm talking right now, it's at 16 degrees of Pisces. So it is trining Jupiter as I speak. And that's where I'm hoping to reconnect you with a sense of emotional power, emotional cleansing, emotional strength. Then the moon moves forward and it's going to make a lovely sextile to Pluto in Capricorn at 19 degrees, which gives you a grounding of this is what I'm going to do next. It gives you that point of, again, another transformative energy, but it's grounding. And then it keeps moving forward. So we've had a big charge here as the moon has moved through Pisces. And it's a big charge, my friend, of that releasing. And again, I see it as a rocket boost. When a rocket takes off, it blasts off and leaves the Earth. And then when it gets to the higher stratosphere and troposphere, it hits another rocket. Another engine or many engines that blast it even further away from the Earth. And that's what this is. It's an emotional supercharge of, I'm really done. This is really free. I really don't even need this in my energy field. And when you do that, you come back to what is. And it brings your energy back into the present moment, back into this reality, this physical reality, and it helps you to accept the tasks at hand, if you will, what is essential for you to really focus on. Because when our energy is split, which happens with a full moon, when our energy is split, we can feel energetically split. You can feel like, oh, I have energy over on my right hand and energy on my left hand. And if you bring both palms together in that namaste, in that prayer, you bring both palms together, it's literally a recharging of your energy, because bringing both palms together is your energy fields on the right side of your body and the left side of your body meeting together through your hands, which is where we always have energy coming out of our hands, and we honor our own ability to self-heal. And that's important with the energy of the sun in Virgo. So it's a simple self-healing exercise of, okay, where have I been split? I'm bringing the energy back together into my body, into my present state. Now, the other energy that we have starting off this week is Mars in Capricorn at 28 degrees, heading direct. And all of this is important right now. I know that those of you who've listened for a while, you know that on Wednesdays I go through a lot of the astrology. But this is important in today's show, which is the healing episode, because it's important for you to see how you're supported in the new chapter that is happening now, even as you're peeling away the old cookie dough, okay? It's happening now, and I want to bring your energy into this experience of it right now, because Mars is now stationing direct, which is in the Earth sign of Capricorn, and it brings your attention, your motivation, desire, goals into the road ahead. Okay, what's next? I'm ready. And this is supportive of your body. So our bodies are receiving a lot of support right now, whereas you might have felt there hasn't been a lot of support, whether that's for your physical self exercising or the physical energy. If you've had a lack of vitality, that's going to change. Mars only goes retrograde every 2 years. So this is a reset of the next 2 year cycle, and it's looking at how to be in charge of your body. That's the Capricorn energy of being the CEO of your physical self. You call the shots, you make the decisions. What am I going to choose now? The planets in Capricorn are supporting the self-mastery. are supporting what is right for you. And sometimes that means doing it alone. Capricorn isn't afraid to go it alone. And it's understanding that you're supported in that right now. And so that brings up what I want to really dive into for the healing topic this week, which is that when we move into new territory, whether that is energetically or spiritually, physically, mentally, we are in a fresh room, so to speak. So maybe you felt like you've been in the hallway, and in some area of your life, you're moving into a fresh new room, and you walk through the door, and what does it look like to you? What does this fresh new room look like to you? It could be stark white. It could be filled with vintage furniture. It could be filled with contemporary furniture. Just trust whatever comes to mind. But you're walking into this new energy, this new room. And in this new space, things are going to feel different. You're going to energetically sense that it's different. Because you've moved literally into a new energetic paradigm that is going to be potentially unsettling. Now, it depends on how you work with energies and how you deal with change. Because some of us love change and we're, you know, bring it on, I'm ready for the next thing. And some of us do not like change. And we say, you know, every little step forward, if you will, is kind of like, oh, do you want to do this? Do I not want to do this? I don't want to leave my comfort zone. So trust what it is for you. But in this new room, in this new space, there's things that are new and different. And so what I want to bring your awareness to the level of consciousness that you are holding right now about your sense of power to move into a new space. And how does it feel for you? Because this is where the unconscious mind can be very powerful. This is where the unconscious mind can create problems where there are none, where there can create issues, where there's no issue here, you're just making it up. This is where you can be unconsciously taking energies from the previous life experiences into the new territory. It's a bit like you're unconsciously dragging in some luggage into this new room. And you think, oh, well, it's my luggage. It just travels with me wherever I go. But energetically, you're meant to not bring any luggage into this new space, into this new territory. You're just meant to be in this new room and feel grounded in it, to feel in your body, to feel in yourself, to feel in your power, to not be reliant upon the old baggage, to not be thinking about the previous energies, the previous stuff. You're in a new space, new room. How does it feel? Because one thing that can happen that we aren't even aware of is that when we are out of a comfort zone, when we're in a new territory and we're meant to be in this new space, which, by the way, is typically a validation of leveling up, and saying, okay, I'm in a new room here. This is exciting. Who's going to show up? Who's going to meet me here? What opportunities are going to be here? What's the adventure? It's a new experience. But what can show up, my friend, is that we unconsciously can self-sabotage. And that's what I want to bring your awareness to, because that self-sabotage relates to the parts of you that don't believe you're worthy, or that you can create it, or that you can have it, or that you can experience it. The self-sabotage comes from the fear, and there can be the self-sabotage around, I don't know that this is really going to happen. I'm too afraid. I don't have trust. I don't have hope. I don't have faith. The self-sabotage can also come from, I'm afraid it's going to happen. I'm afraid this is going to come true, this dream. I'm afraid. And the common denominator is that fear of what you don't know that represents parts of yourself you aren't strong in yet, you don't feel powerful about yet. And self-sabotage is something everybody does at some point because it shows up right when we're growing. It shows up when we're moving forward. It shows up when we've leveled up, when something new is transpiring. And it shows up as a test. It shows up as something that asks you to make a choice. So here you are in this brand new room where there's unknowns, perhaps, and you could think, I'm going to go back out to that hallway. I don't know what's going to happen here. And that's a choice. At the higher levels, there's no wrong choice. But this is looking at what if this new territory you've entered has some of the best parts of your life that you haven't even experienced yet? What if that's what's waiting for you here, but you're unconsciously self-sabotaging and you go back and forth? It's like having one foot in this room and one foot back in the hallway. You're like, oh, I don't know if I can stay in this room because I know the hallway. The hallway is my comfort zone. I've been hanging out in the hallway, you know, thinking about what will happen or wanting something to happen or believing it will happen. And then when the door opens and I move into this new room and the reality of a dream coming true or the reality of something finally moving forward or the reality of being in this new space, new chapter in your life, it's so important to take the steps to ground yourself in trust and in faith that you're here for a reason. And again, it's leveling up, feeling powerful within yourself, confident within yourself, courageous in yourself at what's happening next. And we've all been developing that because of the North Node in Leo that's given you the strength to own your light, to own your love for yourself, to own your desires and your passion and what's truly, truly you, the parts that are truly you that no one can take away or that no one can extinguish. It's that light within you that no one can put out, right? There's no fire extinguisher that's powerful enough to put out your damn light. That's what it is. That's what you're generating, is that sense of, no, this is who I am, and I'm here to be in my mastery. All the planets in Capricorn. I'm here to be in my mastery, and I understand I have fears, and I understand there's things that I'm not quite sure about, and yes, it can be very emotional at times. But I'm here, and I'm here, and I'm here. So you're in this new room, and you're aware now of the messages that are popping up that are coming from your fear. The fears that we all have, the fears that, oh, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that, I'm afraid of this falling apart, or I'm afraid of something not coming together, and I'm afraid of the rejection, or I'm afraid of maybe it's about money. I mean, just look at what it is for yourself and just trust what comes up. Trust what comes up, because that self-sabotage energy, it's the smaller parts of you that are trying to keep you safe. Even the self-sabotage stuff actually is looking out for your best good. It doesn't. We don't think that at first. We're unaware of that, but it's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you in a place of what's known. But so much of this journey, when you look back in hindsight, you look back on your life, and even those times when you thought there was something scary going on or you were deep in fear, something pivoted, something changed. It always does. And in this current cycle of energies, it moves faster. It moves through us faster. And so there's something that can transpire on a dime. There's things that, like the light switch can turn on instantly. Things can just happen. It's not even that you have to move through something painfully. It's about being in a place of true power in who you are and what you want. Right before this show started, I got an email from a client who I'd done a career reading for her about what she's good at, and she needs something where she can travel, but she needs her private time, and she shouldn't be around people too much, but she's really good with people. So she has all these qualities around, how to work in the world, and she sent me this email and said, "Molly, I just got this job that came to me that I thought I was supposed to take because the benefits were so good and the money was so good, but I knew it wasn't my passion and I knew it wasn't what I wanted." And then when I realized that, she's like, the second job came in that's everything I wanted. And it gives her the travel. It gives her the time to herself to work from home. It gives her even better medical benefits because she is strong in who she is, because she knows this is what I truly want. She was able to not self-sabotage by taking something that wasn't truly her. That wasn't truly her. And so that's how these tests pop up, if you will. They show us, what are you committing to energetically? Because you can always go back, right? You can always go back to where you weren't happy, but it takes a lot of courage to stay in that vibration of this is who I am and this is what makes me happy. And I have my own story around that, around self-sabotage. Just within the past year, I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep doing this work in the world for a few reasons. And I really thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to teach, and that's what I do anyways with astrology, but I really wanted to be a professor, and where I live, they're hiring for political science professors, and I have my master's degree in international relations and diplomacy. My BA is in political science and gender studies. I love all that stuff, and I'm like, I could go be a professor. I would love it. I've always wanted to be a professor. And so I submitted my application, and I was getting things set up to do an interview, and my energy sank. Because I was like, Molly, that's not really who you are anymore. Because, you know, you're going to go into the poli-sci classroom and you're just going to be thinking about the astrology of it all. And you're going to think about this person's astrology chart and that country's astrology chart. And I realized I was self-sabotaging myself because I thought there was more safety in being a professor at a big university instead of carrying on with my passion. I have many passions. Obviously, astrology is one of them. But I checked myself, right? I was like, Molly, stop it right now. That is not the route for you, and you know it. But that's what it shows up as, my friend. Like, what is coming up that you think is pulling you in a direction, but when you come back to center, you come back to yourself, you come back to how far you've come, okay? That's really important too, because I know that the past number of years have been so big for so many people, and you could feel like you've shed so many skins, right? Like it's been continual layers of exfoliation and purging and letting things go. And you have to stay in this self-ownership of who you are right now. And it goes back to that visual of the cookie cutter in the star, and you peel away the dough of what is no longer you. But it's what's inside that cookie, the what you cut out, that matters, and focus on that. So again, it's grounding yourself in the reality of who you are now, because the universe that we live in is so generous, so miraculous, that that's how things show up. It's because of who you are. Again, law of attraction. I know that many of you have known about law of attraction for years or decades. And It got a big boost with that movie, The Secret. And so watch that movie again if you need to, that documentary. But understand how, as creators of your reality, creators of who you are, you determine what gets delivered to your front door. And if you're in and out, if you're like 1 foot in the new room and 1 foot in the hallway, well, you know, that's confusing because your energy is split. Choose a side. Choose a side, stand in what you want, bring it all the way into the room, and shut the door to the hallway. Because now I get the image of when you do that, it's one of those cool rooms where you shut the door to the hallway. You're like, I'm done with that. I'm done with those choices. Those choices aren't for me anymore. Then that door disappears into the wall, and the room even expands. You know, the room just gets bigger because now all of your energy is in one place saying, this is what I'm going to create right now. This is what I'm going to be directing my energy towards. And then the room expands and the ceiling expands, and it just becomes this whole new playground. And that's then where all your energy is. And then I get the image of other energies walk into that room. It's other, I'm going to call them characters or figurines that are your energies from other lifetimes, walk into the room, and there's this reunion. Whoa, it's kind of cool. It's like this reunion of all your energy across all lifetimes, all timelines, in all dimensions of time that are here to support your current experience. And because you've said, this is where I claim to be, these energies show up and you feel like you're supported even more with what you're creating next. But it feels grounded, it feels clear, it feels really strong, and it's meant to help you own all of yourself and own what you need. It's interesting. Now I feel like some of these characters or figures, they come bearing gifts, and they come bearing gifts that are from a previous lifetime. Like it's sort of as if the energy of the other timelines comes into this current timeline with the intentions that you set in another lifetime. So I'm getting the image of an arrow, and imagine an arrow from another lifetime comes and it arrives. And by the way, this is a nice arrow. It's not a mean arrow. It comes and it arrives and lands at your feet and brings in more support. So maybe that's what the presents are. Literally, right? Presence in the presence of, okay, this is what you needed right now, and now it's delivered. Now it's delivered. You know, it's actually in our best interest to be in this new room and to be in this place of receiving the presence, because, again, it accelerates your mastery and it helps you with the next chapter. Because I feel like this room becomes that first entryway to the next chapter of your life, like that next whole experience, the new adventure, the next adventure. And that's what it's time for. It's time to keep moving forward. So I really want to give you that confirmation that even if things feel different, foreign, uncertain, scary, please keep in mind what it feels like to have 1 foot in the hallway and 1 foot in the new room, because that is what's going to keep you limited in what you create. It's like time to make a decision, right? Choose a side, get in the room, get in here, get in the power of what you want, and that's when the energies know how to support you. And that's really necessary going forward. It's also going to help you move through that letting go energy of the Pisces full moon, and to help you just like breathe it out, right? Like it just did. Like breathe it out. Don't hold it in your body. Cry it out. Run it out. Walk it out. Move it through you. Any stagnation or congestion, move it through you so that your body isn't holding on to those older energies that I feel they grow stale. It's almost as if at a cellular level, those are the bits of you that are being exfoliated and removed, and you want to do so willingly. So basically, support your body right now in moving through anything that you're holding on to, because that is necessary. It's so necessary. Our bodies really need support right now, also because of all of the energies in earth signs. We have a lot of planets in earth signs. The sun is now in Virgo. And then the three planets in Capricorn, Saturn, Pluto, and Mars, and Uranus in Taurus. So the body needs our ongoing support through this time. Another thing to keep in mind, my friend, is that right now we have Venus at 19 degrees of Libra squaring Pluto in Capricorn at 19 degrees. So this brings up the fears. This brings up the relationship fears and money fears and what you feel worthy of with other people, and making sure that you have people in your life who do love you, but that starts with yourself. And anytime Venus and Pluto square, there can be a power struggle, something that is trying to be worked out that doesn't feel quite healthy or even balanced. So this energy will move through early this week, but it's something to be aware of right now, of what you might be working out with people or moving through. It depends on where that 19 degrees of Venus in Libra and 19 degrees of Pluto in Capricorn is in your chart. So we're grounding in even more of who we are now. And you have the awareness that the self-sabotage could creep up because it's all new. It's a new territory, a new room, and you don't want to go backwards into previous choices. So you're summoning forth the courage and the commitment to be in these new energies, to really be in them, and to love yourself for who you are now, and to love who you have become, who you have become. On Wednesday, we will continue this conversation. We'll talk more about the energy of this week as we complete August and move into September. And again, I'll have another free book for you on August 29th. It'll be available for 5 days only, free worldwide on Amazon. I'll tell you more about that in Wednesday's show. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. I am grateful for you. I appreciate your time and connection. And remember the namaste prayer hands, because prayer hands unite all of your energies, connecting your energy field together more fully and completely. And it's one way to ground yourself right now as you just relax into the present moment and you surrender to the next phase of energies and the new dreams that are unfolding now. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll speak with you in our very next show. Bye-bye.